Begin the current daf and start this brachas daf mem ches. We begin in Amud Beis. We begin with Teis Devimachsel. Teis begins with the words of the Gemara. Maschel b'Nachama. We start with Nachama, with the consolation. Teis explains what does this mean, Maschel b'Nachama. The Braisa brought that when someone's coming to mention Shabbos in Birchas Hamazon, he says it what's called between Nachama and Nachama. So Teis brings the Pirsha Kuntres. Rashi explains, Lav davka Maschel b'Nachama u'Mesayim. It doesn't literally mean to say that you have to start with consolation and end with consolation. Rather, what the Gemara means to say, what the Braisa means to say, is the Ein Tzarich LaHaskel Shel Shabbos. It just means to say that you don't have to mention the idea of Shabbos, unlike, let's say, by davening on Shabbos. You don't have to mention Leib B'Psicha, not in the opening part of the bracha, which is Rachim No Hashem Lekenu, Leib Nechama, and not in the consolation, which is the end of the bracha, which is Bayne Yerushalayim, which that's called the consolation, that you don't have to change the opening and the ending of the bracha as you do in a normal weekday. Ella be'emtza, what the Braisa means to say, according to Rashi, is just that you mentioned Shabbos in the middle. But rather, in the beginning and the end of the bracha of Ubenei, of Rachim, you mentioned as it's normal in the beginning and the end, Sha'imer Rachim, that you start with Rachim, V'chaysim b'bayin Yerushalayim, and b'bayin Yerushalayim. However, Tesis brings that v'yeshem eschilim, but those who actually, on Shabbos, they start the bracha of Rachim, na'ashem malkeinu, b'nachameinu. Rather, it's nachameinu Hashem malkeinu b'yushalayim merecha. Console us, Hashem, our God, with Yerushalayim, your city. And how do they end the bracha? With the consolation of Zion, your city, and the building of Yerushalayim. But Nation Tamla Devrayim, and they give a reasoning for their opinion because the Rachim Avalosh and Tchina, Rachim, have mercy, is a terminology of supplication. And we know Ve'inam Tachnun B'Shabbos, one's not allowed to make supplications on Shabbos. Aval Nachim Ein Alosh and Tachnun, but. The word Nachim is not a supplication. Rather, they explain that what does Nachim mean is like we're making from a request Hashem that He should think about us differently. Like it says, the pasuk in Shema Yisrael Beis V'Nachim Al Haro L'Amecha, that the interpretation is that Hashem should have a different type of a thought. That's not a request. That's just a perspective to look at us differently. But says Tzitzit Lein here, that doesn't seem to be correct. Like this Yesh Maschilim. To the contrary, no, both of them, they all sound like supplications, and therefore wouldn't make a difference to start off Nachameinu. And moreover, says Taizav, Ein Lahak Pada Fili Hava Lashon Makashe. It wouldn't make a difference if it is a terminology of request. Kedam B'Yushalmi the Shabbos Perik Eluk Shar. Because Yushalmi brings over there, Ma'u Leimer Rei Einu Zeinainu Parnasein B'Shabbos. What's Halacha in the fourth bracha? We say our shepherd, our provider, the one that gives the sustenance. Are you allowed to say that on Shabbos? These are all requests. So Amalei said to him, Tevis brachas kachu. That's the text of the brachas, and therefore you don't have to change the text of the brachas, even though its terminology is requesting things like mundane things of parnasa, and you're not supposed to talk about it on Shabbos. The text of the bracha you don't have to change, and therefore it says Taisa minig shtus tu hamashana bracha shachal. It's a minig of idiocy if someone changes the bracha of the weekday to these wordings that rather like Rashi brings that you start and you end the way you normally do, and you just mention Shabbos in the middle. It doesn't really mean maschel b'nachama masayin nachama that you have to make a terminology of consolation. That's what Taisa is for warning with this, that those who had the custom that no, they actually changed it, the wording that it should open and start with nachama. Says Taisa, that's not what it means, and you could just leave the text. And it just means that you just insert Ritzei in the middle. Then the next Taisa Devimasal, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Bris V'Taira, which Taisa explains, what does this mean, the obligation of mentioning this idea? The Braisa brought from Nachum HaZaken that you have to mention in Neidlcha the idea about the Bris Mila and the idea about the Taira. So that's this Taisa, Ein Tzarich LaHaske Bris V'Taira V'Chayim HaMazon. You don't have to mention these actual words of Bris, Taira, life, and sustenance. Rather, the Dai LaHaske, it's enough to mention, which is, like we mentioned in our Birchas Hamasan, Al Berischa Shechasam Tebefsareinu, on your covenant that you sealed in our flesh, Vatarascha Shemadatan Vachulu, and your Torah that you taught us, etc. Tehainu, that is what we mean, Bris V'Taira. You don't have to say the actual word Bris and Taira. It's okay to say Brischa, Teirascha, because Vagamara, our Gemara that says you have to mention these words, Bris and Taira, Lissamana Ba'amanak, they were just saying it as a sign to remember what you have to say, but you don't have to say it actually in that actual syntax. It's just those ideas, but we mentioned those ideas in our bracha of Neidlacha.